The president tries to calm a worried nation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for joining us this Friday morning as we continue with Fallout, our special coverage of the global financial crisis. President Bush spoke moments ago in the White House Rose Garden.
Fellow citizens, we can solve this crisis, and we will.
The president did not make any specific policy announcements. The statement was intended to calm the markets.
The United States government is acting. We will continue to act to resolve this crisis and restore stability to our markets.
What effect might Bush's statement have? Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has that from New York.
The president has made mostly brief statements about the financial crisis, and he hasn't held a full-blown press conference since July, when he said he thought the banking system was sound. There were no questions today, just a list of the steps the government has taken in recent days. But what about the president's job as confidence instiller? Peter Schiff is president of the brokerage firm Euro-Pacific Capital.
You know, Americans aren't spending because they lack confidence. They're not spending because they're broke and they lack money. We don't need somebody to try to beat the drums that everything is okay. It's not okay. It's terrible.
The president did confirm that the Treasury may take an equity stake in U.S. banks. Tomorrow, the president will meet with finance ministers from developed nations around the world. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
President Bush will meet with finance ministers at the G7 meeting in Washington. The IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank will also convene. Britain's prime minister is calling for a globally coordinated effort to restore confidence in the world financial system. Also on the agenda will be aid for developing nations. But as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, the, quote, wealthy nations, they've got their own problems right now.
The IMF says rising food and energy prices are taking a heavy toll on some developing nations. They're using more of their foreign reserves to buy staples. They can go to the IMF for a loan, but it will need money from wealthy nations to make those loans. MIT economics professor Simon Johnson says rich countries should be willing to help to avoid future crises.
You have to spend a little bit of money now in order to avoid having to spend a lot more money later.
But G7 members are mired in the financial crisis. Moyara Rusin is an economist at the Monterey Institute of International Studies. She says there's only one solution.
We do definitely need to bring Russia and China to the table. This is no longer a G7 conversation. We need to make it a G9 conversation.
Both Rusin and Johnson say the IMF will be able to rally wealthy nations to help the developing world, despite critics who say it's losing its clout. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
A stunning wave of panic selling circled the globe today. It happened again this morning in New York, temporarily. At the opening bell, the Dow immediately dove more than 600 points, down into the 7,000s. It quickly bounced back up from that, still a 198-point loss right now. That's on top of a week-long swoon. The NASDAQ down 32 points, that's about 2%. The broader S&P 500 down 24 points. More than 2.5%. The S&P 500 has never fallen more than 1% for 7 days in a row. It's on track so far to accomplish that feat today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org.
For the last 10 days, we have been hitting the road to find out how Americans are dealing with this economic crisis. Our series is called Road to Ruin. Our Tess Vigeland has reached the end of her journey. She's in St. Louis and joins us now. Tess, what have you learned on the road?
You know, Bill, I think the biggest surprise that I found was that despite all the headlines, even what you're seeing today with markets around the world just absolutely taking a nosedive, that people in general, yes, there are pockets of grave concern and people losing their jobs, but they are not watching what's going on in the world banking system and feeling that it's having an effect on them yet. You know, this may turn out to be something that really trickles down and people find it hard to get credit, but right now they're still getting solicitations in the mail for new credit cards. So it really has been very surprising to hear the optimism that doesn't quite seem to fit with the panic we're seeing elsewhere.
Who's someone you met that'll always stay with you?
I would have to say the junior-senior econ class at a high school here in Missouri that I visited yesterday morning. Lots of really smart kids who are very up on what's going on in the news. And it was very heartening to see that the younger generation is paying attention and perhaps will use the lessons of these days and months to try to help avoid this happening again.
Tess Vigeland on the road to ruin with some hope there in St. Louis. Thank you, Tess.
Thanks, Bill.
To hear more of Tess's trip, go to our website, marketplace.org, and click on Road to Ruin. While you're there, I'm sure you have your own story of coping with and maybe learning from this economic meltdown. We'd like to hear your story, so please share it with us. Some more business notes this morning. General Electric, considered a bellwether for the U.S. economy, this morning reported a 22% drop in third quarter net income, largely because of lower earnings in its finance business. People are asking whether General Motors will survive after a negative credit watch was issued for the company. GM stock now selling for around $5 a share. Citigroup has walked away from the fight for Wachovia Bank, so it is Wells Fargo that will swallow up Wachovia as the American banking industry continues to contract. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen further, standing now down about 250 points, about 3%. The NASDAQ down 37 points, just over 2%. S&P 500 down about 3% this morning. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in, and do enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.